Toy and Miniature Museum is housed in a 1911 mansion atop a hill at the end of a long driveway across from the UMKC School of Law. The museum is closed on this day, so inside it's quiet as educator Laura Taylor walks along a hallway to a glass case nestled in a blue background. It's the most recent miniature commissioned by one of the founders, Barbara Marshall.
When she finds an artist that she believes in, she asks them what they'd like to make. And so many of the works in our collection are pieces that are the artist's dream works. In this case, the artist actually asked Mrs. Marshall, well, what would you like? And she said, you know, I'd really like a jewelry store from a great age of jewelry design.
This Art Deco jewelry store designed by Mulvaney and Rogers is at 1/12th scale. Tiny necklaces, brooches, and earrings with precious and semi-precious stones sparkle on black velvet and glass cases. There's a salesman and a couple, the woman in an elegant green suit and fur, the man in a gray-striped double-breasted suit. There's also a wedding cake-style beaded chandelier.
There are 15,800 beads in the chandelier.
The two museum founders, the late Mary Harris Francis and Barbara Marshall, were childhood friends and avid collectors. Marshall started collecting miniatures in the 1950s. Francis started her toy collection with dollhouses in the early 1970s.
They used to show their treasures to Mary Harris Francis's mother, and she told them that if they got one more thing, they were going to have to open a museum. And that resonated with them. So in 1982, they did decide to pool their collections and open the Miniature Museum, which was the original name of the Toy and Miniature Museum.
Director Jamie Barry says the two women continued to collect and outgrew this space quickly. In 1989, an expansion tripled the size of the museum. Another renovation in 2002 made room for the loan of an extensive marble collection, considered one of the largest in the world. There are 38 rooms full of tea sets, classic games, mechanical toys, teddy bears, dollhouses, curiosity miniatures, and more.
People are interested in having a little bit of a nostalgic trip when they come here and seeing things that they played with.
The museum's Laura Taylor says most of the toy collection dates to the 19th century, when attitudes about childhood were changing. Standing next to the largest object in the collection, the 9-foot-tall, 7-foot-wide Coleman dollhouse, Taylor says the nature of play has also changed over time.
The dollhouse today, it has more to do with family relationships. 100 years ago, 150 years ago, that certainly was the case, but there was also a sense of learning skills that you would need as an adult.
Staying in touch with what adults and children want out of the museum today is something that director Jamie Barry says the staff and board have been focused on with extensive research since she was hired in 2005.
One of the things that we've continued to hear about the museum is that we're a well-kept secret, and frankly, we're tired of that. We would like to be better known.
Barry says the 30th anniversary of the museum provided an opportunity to make a leap from a regional museum to one more in the national spotlight. To that end, they're unveiling a new name, the National Museum of Toys and Miniatures.
We'll be rolling out some new exhibit designs and some new interpretation that will hopefully evoke some of the feelings and emotions that kids experience today when playing with things, but still using, in many respects, our existing collection of antique toys.
Laura Spencer, KCUR News.